If you don't know what the difference between the Ming Dynasty and the Qing Dynasty is, basically the Ming Dynasty was ruled by the native Han people. The Han people are the native people of mainland China. There is a separate ethnic group northeast of China called the Manchu people. The Manchu people managed to take over the Ming Dynasty, and the Qing Dynasty was established in 1636, so the Manchu people ruled over the native Han land from 1636 to 1912 when the Qing Dynasty fell. Now, there's more to this story than just the Manchus and the Han people. In the 1600s, there was a very wealthy man who was a high-ranking government official in the Ming Dynasty government. His name was Zhao Yingcheng. However, Zhao Yingcheng was not a Chinese Gentile. Zhao Yingcheng was a Kaifeng Jew, but in the Ming government, he pretended he was a Chinese. And then in private, he attended the synagogue in Kaifeng, China, which was built in 1163. Now, Zhao Yingcheng, along with his brother Zhao Yindou, both Kaifeng Jews, were extremely rich. They got rich because, one, they ran a real estate business, and two, this is the most important one, they ran the most successful prostitution business in the Ming Dynasty. In fact, prostitution was becoming extremely common in the late Ming Dynasty because of the Zhao family of Kaifeng Jews who ran the prostitution business. They got so much money from the prostitution business that they just kept lobbying to promote prostitution as some kind of great thing. Emperor Chongzhen, the last emperor of the Ming Dynasty, ruling from 1611 to 1644. Chongzhen was a devout Taoist, and not only was Chongzhen disgusted at the degeneracy that the Zhao family was promoting through their prostitution business, but on top of that, the Kaifeng Jews in China kept trying to lobby to buy sacred Taoist temples and repurpose them for their family business. Oh yes, ancient Taoist temples honoring the Jade Emperor, the Three Pure Ones, Guan Yu, these sacred Taoist temples built by the Han people were in danger because these Zhao family Kaifeng Jews were trying to take over these temples for their own profit, and even worse, they probably wanted to turn these temples into prostitution centers. Emperor Chongzhen, being a devout Taoist, sought to remove this degeneracy. In 1642, he finally put his foot down. In 1642, he sent the Ming Dynasty army into Kaifeng, China, where the Zhao family business headquarters were, and the Ming Dynasty destroyed the Kaifeng Synagogue, which was built in 1163. Ever since the beginning of the synagogue's construction, the Kaifeng Jews were telling the Han people, "You're worshipping false gods. There is only one true God, Yahweh, the Israelite God of Abraham." So the Jews should have been punished way back in the 1100s, but the Kaifeng Jews finally got what was coming to them. Emperor Chongzhen was sending a clear message to Zhao Yingcheng. "If you keep promoting this prostitution in our homeland, we will fuck your shit up." After the Kaifeng Synagogue was destroyed by the Ming Dynasty army in 1642, Zhao Yingcheng and his brother Zhao Yingdao were determined to get revenge on the Ming Dynasty. Being that they were wealthy businessmen, what do you think they did? The Zhao family had already paid Li Xingsheng in the 1630s to rebel against the Ming government. Keep in mind, Li Xingsheng was already a Ming Dynasty statesman himself. The Kaifeng Jews agreed to pay him if he rebelled against the Ming Dynasty and gave weapons and supplies to the Gaoyingsheng. The Gaoyingsheng was a rebel group formed in the early 1600s against the Ming Dynasty with the goal of overthrowing the Ming. The Gaoyingsheng rebel group later became part of the larger Manchu invasion against the Ming Dynasty. So because the Zhao family of wealthy Kaifeng Jews, they paid Li Xingsheng to betray the Ming state and give Ming army weapons to the rebel group Gaoyingsheng, and Gaoyingsheng was incorporated into the larger Manchu invasion against the Ming Dynasty, and the Zhao family continued to fund and supply the rebels against the Ming Dynasty. After the Jewish-funded Manchu invasion conquered the homeland of the native Han people, now the Qing Dynasty was founded. Being that the Manchus were funded by the Zhao business, the Manchus were in debt to the Zhao family of Kaifeng Jews, and the Zhao family lobbied for two things once the Qing Dynasty was established. The first thing, the Zhao family demanded that the Huolongjing be banned. If you don't know what the Huolongjing is, the Huolongjing was a book written in the Ming Dynasty by Jiao Yu. The book is a tutorial on how to construct firearms, how to use firearms, and how to utilize firearms in an army. First of all, Jiao Yu is a devout Taoist. Kaifeng Jews hate Taoism, so that's one reason they want to ban his book. But the more important reason is this. The Kaifeng Jews wanted to ban the Huolong Jing because they didn't want Han people reading the book, building more firearms, and thus overthrowing the Qing Dynasty. Because if the Han people took back their land using the military knowledge in the Huolong Jing, the Han people would have gotten revenge on the Jews, no doubt. In the Ming Dynasty, the Han Chinese were more militarily advanced than Europe, so why did it change? Well, it changed because the Huolong Jing was banned, the book that was retaining all the knowledge that the Chinese had on early firearms. Why was the Huolong Jing banned? The Manchus agreed to ban it because the Manchus were in debt to the Zhao family. The Zhao family funded the Manchu invasion, and then the Zhao family demanded that the Manchus ban the Huolong Jing. Many people wonder what happened. Ming Dynasty China was so advanced and ahead of Europe in many ways, and then when the Manchu Qing Dynasty was established, suddenly China gets less advanced and becomes unimpressive technologically. The answer is the Huolong Jing was banned, and the Huolong Jing contained the essential knowledge needed to push China forward technologically. The second thing the Zhao family demanded was that the Dao Zhang be banned. And if you don't know what the Dao Zhang is, the Dao Zhang is a collection of Taoist knowledge and Taoist teachings. The Dao Zhang was the Bible of Taoism. And today, most of the Dao Zhang texts are lost because, first of all, the Dao Zhang was banned in the Qing Dynasty by Jews, and then Taoist texts were burned again during the Cultural Revolution, which was during Communist China. Communism is a system designed by Jews, so a Jewish system further destroyed Taoism. The only texts we have left from the Dao Zhang is found and kept at the White Cloud Temple. The White Cloud Temple is located in Beijing. This is an ancient Taoist temple built during the early Tang Dynasty. There was a big statue of the Jade Emperor in the temple until Manchus started oppressing Taoists. And then in the Cultural Revolution, most ancient Jade Emperor statues were destroyed by the Communist Party. So again, the Kaifeng Jews in China hate Taoism, and when they finally had the chance, they banned the most important texts on Taoism, which was the Dao Zhang. Why did the Kaifeng Jews hate Taoism? Not only did the Jews call the Jade Emperor and the Three Pure Ones false gods, but on top of that, the Jade Emperor rituals are based on ancestor worship, reconnecting with your ancestors. If Han people reconnect with their ancestors, that is a threat to Jewish power. So the Zhao family, the Kaifeng Jews, they banned the Huolong Jing and they banned the Dao Zhang, a book containing the Ming Dynasty knowledge on firearms and a book containing knowledge and teachings of Taoism. Now, one reason the Manchus were eager to ban the Huolong Jing. The Huolong Jing had a section talking about northern barbarians. The Manchus are northeast of the Han people's homeland. The Kaifeng Jews told the Manchus that the book is referring to Manchus when it talks about northern barbarians. Thus, the Manchus thought the Huolong Jing was talking about them when it talked about northern barbarians. But here we go again. The Jews are lying. The Huolong Jing talked about northern barbarians because the Huolong Jing was going over the history of the battles between the Han people and the Mongols. The Mongols are also north of the Han people. The dynasty before the Ming Dynasty was the Yuan Dynasty. During the Yuan Dynasty, the Mongols ruled China. The Mongols ruled over the land of the native Han people. The Han people developed firearms, which was a key reason why the Han people managed to overthrow the Mongols and take back their land. When the Ming Dynasty was established, Jiao Yu began writing the Huolong Jing to document the firearms knowledge, and not only that, he was documenting the history of the battles between the Han people and the Mongols who come from the north. So northern barbarians was not even talking about Manchus. The Kaifeng Jews lied to the Manchu people that the Huolong Jing was referring to the Manchus when it said northern barbarians. Jews are always ready to lie if it benefits Jewish supremacy. So in summary, we have three separate ethnic groups: the Mongols, the Han people, and the Manchus. The Han people is the ethnic group native to mainland China. The Yuan Dynasty was the dynasty of Mongol rule over China. Then the native Han people overthrew the Mongols by using early firearms technology, and they founded the Ming Dynasty. Then the Jewish Zhao family funded the Manchu invasions, and the Manchus ruled China, thus establishing the Qing Dynasty. Then, if we skip to the Opium Wars, China couldn't defend itself from the Jewish bankers in the East India Trading Company. The Kaifeng Jews worked with the Sassoon family to further degenerate China. Go to fucking Mumbai, India. The Jews run it all there. They run all the finance and economy there. They can lobby to get it their way. Go to the Knesset Eliyahu, a synagogue in Mumbai founded in 1884. In India, the banking system that ruled the East India Trading Company was largely the Sassoon family banking, which is a Jewish family that has connections to Indian Jews and even Kaifeng Jews in China. I'm going to go off on a quick tangent here. As we all know, the Opium Wars started because of China's opium addiction. That's why the books call it the Opium Wars. However, did you know that the Jewish corporate elites in the Sassoon family were the ones in China working with Kaifeng Jews to promote opium use? Because these Jewish capitalist elites were behind the opium business, and in order to get profit, they needed to fund propaganda in China that opium was somehow a good thing. Before you know it, the Sassoon family Jews working with the Kaifeng Jews got a bunch of Chinese goyim hooked on opium, and it was destroying Chinese society at the time. Taoist leaders especially were extremely pissed at the opium companies and the East India Trading Company because they saw their Chinese people being drugged up, and they knew it was all just for East India Trading Company profit. So Taoists and also Buddhists began communicating with leaders in the Qing Dynasty Empire. They convinced the Qing Dynasty leaders that opium was a bad thing for their society, and they banned opium. However, the Jews from Britain that ran the opium business through the East India Trading Company didn't like that very much. Being that they were rich bankers, they lobbied in the British Empire to convince British leaders to militarily force the Qing Dynasty to allow opium use in the Qing Dynasty. This led to conflict and thus led to the First Opium War. Yes, you heard that right. If you study the opium business, it was running through the East India Trading Company, and the international banking system that the East India Trading Company used was Sassoon Family Banking, which is a Jewish family, and these Jews lobbied to get Britain to force China to allow Chinese people to use opium. David Sassoon was the head father of the Sassoon family during the First Opium War. David Sassoon is behind all of this lobbying to get Britain militarily involved with the Qing Dynasty. Not only did the Sassoon family lobby to promote degenerate drug use in China, but also they lobbied to force Judeo-Christianity into China. The Treaty of Tianjin in 1858 blatantly forces the Qing dynasty to accept Christian missionaries and to construct churches in China. The propositions of this treaty toward the end of the Second Opium War was proposed by and lobbied with Jewish elite banker money, coming from David Sassoon and his family of corporate monopoly East India Trading Company Jews. Jews all around the world are well connected with each other as Jews, and this is why the Jewish Sassoon family in India had connections with the Kaifeng Jews in China. When the British Empire conquered Hong Kong, the very first thing the British did was set up banks controlled by British Jews. The Sassoon Family Bank of Hong Kong evolved into Hong Kong's modern banks, and Jews still run the banks, the finance, and the economy in Hong Kong today.
I
come to Israel 2 years ago for immigration. Now I'm living in
יהדות, אבל עדיין סיני. יש לי עדיין הרבה מחשבות סיני.
by some chance, I found out that I have like Jewish heritage from Russia's side. Also, I did a DNA check in Canada, and they told me actually I'm more Russian than Chinese. It is not easy for all the Chinese Jews who want to immigrate to Israel again, because the Jews in China got naturalized as most other Chinese. For us, we need to do another conversion again. For me, I would say I like Jerusalem the most, because of the religion or because for many reasons. David Ben-Gurion says, for the uniqueness of Jerusalem, that the city of Jerusalem can exist independently even without the state of Israel. However, the state of Israel cannot exist without the city of Jerusalem. I just feel here is my home.
We have lived in China more than 1,000 years, and also before we arrived China, we live around the world thousands of years, and we also think that we are Israeli, not Jews, because at that time, before missionaries, we never know the word about Jews. They call us Jew, but we call us Yitzhak, Israeli. And so we always think that Jerusalem is our hometown. And also for me, when I was young, and every Kaifeng Jew, the descendants of Kaifeng Jew, we all instructed from cradle that we are Jew, and Jerusalem is our hometown. One day, more or less, we will go back. So for me, I am maybe a little special. For me, I like Chinese culture very much. I want to check how Chinese keep its language and culture thousands of years and so lively. And then after this, I will get it. Then I will take it back to my hometown, to Jerusalem, how to help my people, how to keep our Torah, our language, and our things. That is first for me. So I am a Chinese teacher. But other Kaifeng Jews, like my cousin, like Yago Wang, they also think, just to go back, if I don't want to keep culture so much, maybe I also think, we just think it's very easy. We live in China, but just we just live here, and because we don't have our homeland, so we just live here. But one day, when we know that we have the homeland, we of course we will go back to Jerusalem. So to keep there is a very, how to say that, is a very it's very of course thing.
Obvious, yeah.
Yeah.